Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. We got former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel with us. He hosts Amicus every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. You got questions. Jim's got answers. Every week is just chock full of legal news. Some of it technical. We hope to always break it down. But if I don't have time to get to all the details, you know Jim well on the weekends. Check it out. I always put an earbud in and give it a listen while I'm doing my weekend chores. And coming up next, do not forget, we got State Senator Kelda Royce. She's now a gubernatorial candidate here in Wisconsin for 2026. We'll talk to Kelda. Did you know she and I went to law school together? That'll be a fun chit chat. And of course, we've got our text to win. Go for the green and gold multi-state contest coming up. I'm going to drop the word of the hour in our next segment. I'm also going to hold our discussion of the bag man Homan for 5:30. I'm going to get into that in greater detail at that point, but I wanted to talk, Jim, with you about what has gone on in the last 5 days, including the weekend, in the Eastern District of Virginia. There was a U.S. attorney there that I believe was Donald Trump's pick. He basically fired him. Tell us what went down and why this is so deeply concerning.
Right. This is the former U.S. attorney now. His name is Eric Siebert. He was not only the president's pick, but also had some very strong ties to the administration. A fellow named Emile Beauvais, who's now on the Third Circuit, is a close friend of hers. This fellow is not on the fringes. He is right in the middle of the Republican Party, and there's nothing wrong with that. He is assigned, presumably by Maine Justice, maybe by the deputy attorney general, maybe the attorney general herself, wants to look at two people who are indeed on the president's adversary list, we'll call it that. One of them is Letitia James. Of course, she's the New York Attorney General, got that huge judgment against him. And also the former FBI Director, James Comey. Lots and lots of history between those two. And again, as the chief federal law enforcement officer for the Eastern District of Virginia, rather, right across the Potomac from Washington, D.C. What he does is he's okay, we'll investigate these things. He comes back, and late last week he says, you know what? We have done a thorough investigation. There's no there. There's nothing for us to indict here. No mortgage fraud, no other things that are untoward or illegal. And for that reason, we need to close the case, which is what the responsibility of a U.S. attorney is when they come to an end and they determine that the investigation does not show any criminal conduct. Donald Trump says, nope, that's not good. And again, depending upon who you believe, either Eric Siebert leaves, he's fired, doesn't matter, but he is out. And the president then says, okay, I'm going to appoint now. I've named a new person. Her name is Lindsay Halligan. She's been inside the Trump sphere, if you will, for a long period of time. For what it's worth, she handled insurance matters way back in Florida. President announced that she is now going to be the new U.S. attorney in Eastern Virginia. And presumably now she's going to walk in when she is confirmed, which she presumably will be, and presented with the same files that Mr. Siebert was presented with. The question will be, all right, Lindsay, what are you going to do with those files? To try to present those to the grand jury and get an indictment based upon no evidence? What is that about? What is that going to look like? The president describes her as a tough prosecutor, Maggie. She's never prosecuted a case in her life, and I think she's got some education coming in when she enters that office there and finds, in fact, you've got civil servants who are saying, we are not, like the former U.S. attorney, we are not going to go. We are not going to go in front of a grand jury and present something, offer an indictment where there's no basis for it. And indeed, maybe, just maybe, as we've seen more and more, maybe the grand jury, if somehow that happens on some trumped up charges here, if the grand jury itself says, you know what? There's no there. We're not going to indict. This is a fascinating story. It's a fascinating problem also because it underscores the complete breakdown of the wall between the White House and the Department of Justice. No president should be involved in this kind of thing. And it undermines the integrity of the work of the Department of Justice.
Yeah, it just simply does not exist anymore. Folks, let me summarize at a real high level what Jim just said. The Trump handpicked former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, who is a MAGA regime loyalist, who is a favorite amongst conservative circles, investigated Donald Trump's political enemies, including Adam Schiff, Letitia James, and others. he concluded that he could not proceed with a prosecution. Donald Trump pushed him out or fired him and has now replaced him with a woman who has never prosecuted a single crime in her entire life, but is apparently more faithful and dutiful to the president's political prosecution goals than the prior guy was. And keep in mind, and I'm going to get to Homan at 5:30, they're doing this in Virginia while they're stopping the investigation of Tom Homan, who is allegedly caught either on videotape or audio tape in a sting with FBI agents taking a bag full of $50,000 cash money dollars to funnel contracts to made-up companies that these FBI agents created. In other words, it's a bribe. That investigation gets closed, but the investigation by a Trump MAGA regime loyalist, extremely conservative lawyer that found no means, no basis to proceed, that guy gets fired and replaced with the insurance lawyer who's never prosecuted a single case in her entire life. I ask you, does this sound like the weaponization of the DOJ to prosecute political enemies? It sure does, folks. If it quacks, has feathers, and walks like a duck, guess what? It's a duck. Jim, it is always such a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Honored to be
with
you, as always, my friend.
I'll be listening on Saturday. We'll have Jim back real soon. Folks, stay tuned. I've got State Senator Calderoy is discussing her run to be Wisconsin's next governor. That's coming up at 5 o'clock at the top of the hour, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.